Hello students, today we will study about subject and predicate. Now, what is a subject? A sentence can have one or more subject. What the sentence will be talking about, that is the subject. Let's say for example, Tina was crying. So Tina is the subject here, or Tommy's dog ran away. So Tommy's dog is the subject here. Understand? So this is the subject. A subject can be a phrase obtaining a noun, containing a noun, article or modifier. For example, all the students in the class were making noise. So all the students in the class is your subject. All the students in the class is your subject. The new boy in the class is very intelligent. So the new boy will be your subject. A subject can be two or more nouns, pronoun or noun phrases that may be joined by conjunction, such as and, not only, but also, both, and neither nor, etc. Like chocolate and pista kulfi are my two favorite flavors of ice cream. So that means chocolate and pista kulfi. So both of them are subjects. Okay. Subjects in different sentence structure. Firstly, the subject performs the action. For example, Rohit wrote a letter. Second, the puppy chewed up the socks. So the subject is doing something, performing an action. Like for example, the dog was barking. So the dog would be the subject here. Or the cat was making noises. So the cat will be the subject here. The cat is doing something, or the dog is doing something. Understand? The subject is described. The kitten is naughty. Pavan is intelligent. So many different ways. So the subject is being described here. The teacher is strict. So the teacher is being described here. Or for example, America is huge. So America is being described here. America is the subject. Understand? The subject is acted upon. For example, she was attacked by a bear. The victim was taken to the hospital. Or the student got 100 marks. Or the student got the highest marks. So the student got that much marks, or the victim was taken to the hospital, or she was attacked by a car, or she was punished by the teacher. So the subject is being acted upon. Spotting the subject. To identify the subject in a sentence, we should identify the verb. Once the verb is identified, we should ask the question, who or what is doing the action? For example, in a declarative sentence, the subject usually appears before the verb. Like for example, the puppy bit the postman's ankle. Bit is the verb, the subject is appearing before the verb. Understand? Second, interrogative. Interrogative sentence means when you're asking a question. There, the verb sentence with one verb, the subject usually appears after the verb. For example, where is the puppy? If it's an interrogative sentence with one verb, then it will appear after the verb. Where is the puppy? Which is your favorite color? If there are two verbs, then it will appear after the second verb. If the interrogative sentence with two verb, a helping verb and a main verb, the subject would appear between the two verbs. So for example, do you play cricket? Has she taken a decision? So it is appearing between the two verbs. So do and play, it is appearing between it. You is in the first sentence. Do you play cricket? It is you is the subject. It is appearing between do and play. Understand? Imperative sentence. In imperative sentence, the subject you is implied. Come here. So who is the subject referring to? It is referring to somebody, obviously. So come here. Who comes there? You come here. You is implied. It is meant. It is implication means it is implied. It is meant that way. So come here, or clean your room. Exclamatory sentence, the subject generally comes before the verb. How beautiful the garden is. How lovely these roses are. Now the predicate. A predicate can just be a single verb. The second part of the sentence is the predicate. The dog barked. Maya giggled. So it is a single verb in these both these sentences. A predicate can be a phrase containing a verb in some tense, person, and number. For example, the clouds are gathering. The new boy in the class is very intelligent. All these are predicates. Let's say Tina is a very beautiful girl. So beautiful, very beautiful would be, very beautiful girl would be your predicate. When the verb is intransitive, the predicate can be a verb and its modifier or complement. For example, the girls laughed loudly. The baby slept soundly. The mango smells sweet. When the verb is a transitive verb, the predicate can be a verb and its object. Birds build nests. Ravi kicked the football. When the verb is a transitive verb with two objects, the predicate consists of a verb and its object. Direct object and indirect object. Father bought me a bike. We gave a bouquet of roses. So, gave a bouquet of roses to our teacher. So that entire thing would be your predicate. A predicate can be a two or more verb or verb phrase that can be joined between the conjunctions and, not only, but also, but, and, neither, nor, either, or. He came, saw, and conquered. So here you have he came, saw, and all these are predicates. Came, saw, and conquered. So it is being joined by and. We ate dinner and watched a film. So ate dinner and watched a film, both are predicate, it is joined by and. When a sentence has two or more predicate, we call the predicate a compound predicate. Thank you for listening in.